8:08 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Kat Brooks.
And I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert, and we are going to turn to homelessness in San Francisco. Earlier, the city of San Francisco released a preliminary count of its homeless population. This count is something every city does every 2 years, part of a federal requirement, showing that the homeless population in San Francisco had gone up by 17%, which sounds terrible, but made San Francisco look better than a lot of neighboring counties. In Alameda County, where we're broadcasting from, for instance, the same two-year count showed an increase of 43%.
Right.
Then last Friday, the middle of a holiday weekend, when almost no reporters were at their desks, San Francisco released a expanded report on its count, showing that the initial figures it had released were using a different methodology than it had in the past, and using the same counting method it had before, one that includes homeless people who were in jails, hospitals, and rehab facilities. The increase was actually over 30%. That is a big difference. Joining us to talk about what's going on is Jennifer Friedenbach, the executive director of the San Francisco Coalition on Homelessness. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Could you start off by walking us through how these counts actually work and your assessment of how accurate they are?
Yeah, so the counts, these are things that are required by the federal government as part of receiving HUD funding, and they happen every 2 years. And they're called point-in-time counts. So you get a bunch of volunteers, and you divide up the territory of the city and go out and count. And the count itself is a visual count. So you're looking, and if you see someone that appears homeless and they give folks a description, then you tick them down as homeless. And so, obviously this misses a lot of people who are not visibly homeless. They do it at night. And it misses, misses large portions of the population. But the one thing it is useful for is kind of comparing every 2 years, comparing apples to apples and seeing if the numbers have gone up or down. We know it's an undercount. We know families and, a lot of different populations are really underrepresented youth in this count. But we do look at it to see, to look at trends. They also do an addendum count that's a survey of about 1,000 homeless people to get more detailed status, so like LGBT status, et cetera, to find out what the, and they look at, causes of homelessness, et cetera, and that's a piece of the report that comes out as well.
So within the overall number, which shows now close to 10,000 homeless people in San Francisco, like what are the subpopulations of homeless folks that are growing?
So, they have, it's pretty much across the board. I mean, there was a big investment around veterans, so that's the one section that has been decreasing from the federal government under Obama. That's still having an impact. And then there's, pretty much growth in every subpopulation. I mean, the LGBTQ community is over 30%. We have a disproportionate number of people of color and African-Americans. We're looking at gains in a lot of different subpopulations. People living in their cars, a big significant jump there.
What's the city's rationale for changing the way it counts?
So what they're saying is that they want to get in line with the way that some of the surrounding counties do it, who have not traditionally included some of these populations. And so HUD does not require you to include people who are in jails or people who are in rehab facilities or hospitals. They want the folks in shelter. They want the folks who are out on the streets. But traditionally, San Francisco has always included those folks for obvious reasons. And because it is a point in time, you have somebody that's maybe one night in a hospital or 30 days in a rehab center, you want to capture that population.
And San Francisco is still counting those people. It's just that number, that larger number, is now winding up in an addendum instead of the top line of its report. Is that right?
Yeah. So you know, what we think happened, because there's a local coordinating body that's required by HUD, and they're supposed to talk about the count and oversee the count and decisions around all of these things, you know, go to that body. And that this particular change never went there. There was never a discussion publicly about this change. So what we think happened is that they saw the numbers and then, you know, for political reasons, kind of scrambled around and decided to dial it back after the fact. So they then came up with this idea of pulling out some of the populations, which brought it from 30% increase to 17% increase.
I should mention, for the sake of fairness, we did reach out to the San Francisco Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing. We invited them to have someone on for the segment. They declined our request, but did say they'd have a statement out about their count by the end of this week. Jennifer Friedenbach, it's striking to see such a big increase in San Francisco, because as city budgets go, San Francisco has more money to throw at its problems than just about anywhere else in the state of California. Like, what's happening? Where is the city falling short?
Yeah, I mean, the city does have a lot more resources, and that would account for less of an increase than the surrounding areas. Of course, we have this massive homeless crisis up and down the West Coast. But, you know, to put it in perspective, we only spend 3% of our budget on homelessness in San Francisco. So, you know, there's these, you know, bigger forces at work, of course, and it's, you know, it's a couple of things, really, if you boil it down. I mean, we have a lack of comprehensive action to prevent displacement and rising rents, so that's driving the homeless numbers up as more and more people are losing their homes. And then you've got this continued federal divestment, you know, from housing for working class and impoverished communities, and then that results in, you know, long-term anguish of growing generations, you know, for whom the exit out of homelessness is blocked. And so you have, you know, more folks that are entering homelessness, and even more folks that are stuck there with no way out.
What change have you seen in the homeless population you work with?
So, I mean, I think over time, and I'm, you know, I've been working in San Francisco for about 23 years. The medical issues have gotten a lot more extensive, and that's something that comes up a lot more frequently, and the length of homelessness is a lot longer. You know, it used to be that people would experience, you know, be homeless for a bit, and then there would be some kind of cheap housing that they'd be able to get into, and that just doesn't exist anymore. So they're just, you know, stuck for longer periods of time, and their health care needs are stronger and stronger. The chronic illnesses and all of that just accumulate really dramatically. And then, you know, we're seeing this kind of, you know, multi-generation stuff where you have so many homeless families and, you know, with kids, and then the kids grow up and then they become homeless. And, you know, so just really, really long-term homelessness. And I think, in terms of disability, that's the other piece that keeps getting higher and higher. You know, we're at like 68% folks that identify with some form of disability. So these factors combined with, you know, all these larger, you know, racism and homophobia and, you know, in this overrepresentation of people who face oppression has been consistent throughout, but is, you know, has really been amplified over time.
Prop C on San Francisco's ballot last fall was supposed to effectively double the city's budget for dealing with homelessness. It's right now tied up in litigation concerning whether or not it needed 2/3 of the vote to go into effect. What are the prospects? How soon could that money get unlocked?
So we just had a big victory at the first level of court, and then, you know, if the other side appeals, the Howard Jarvis taxpayers type groups, then it would go up one more level, and then, you know, if it goes to the California Supreme Court, then you know, we're talking about a 2-year process. And so in the meantime, the city of San Francisco is collecting the taxes and keeping it in a fund. And, you know, we believe we're going to prevail. Unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of lives lost in the meantime. Mm. That's really you know, I mean, I don't how unfortunate. I mean, it's just awful because we have the solution right there in our fingertips, and it's being held up by, you know, by anti-tax people who don't want that to happen. I mean, this particular tax is a 0.5% tax on income over $50 million for companies in San Francisco, and it generates $300 million a year. And so we have a tremendous amount of untapped wealth in San Francisco that could turn around this crisis. And meanwhile, we have people needlessly suffering.
I mean, the city's not able to find a few $100 million somewhere else in the budget. The amount of money coming into city and county coffers in San Francisco is just kind of astounding. I was looking at a chart of budget growth, and it's unlike anywhere else in the state.
Yeah, I mean, we fought hard to have a larger investment in homelessness through this budget campaign. We did. There was some one-time monies through the ERAP funds that were available, and we got a good amount of that going towards homelessness and behavioral health treatment. And then in the regular city budget process, you know, got a few hundred housing subsidies and some other gains that are really important, but we're kind of chipping away. I mean, if you look at the budget growth, I mean, you see a massive investment in police and, you know, and frankly, the city, while it talks about homelessness a lot, you know, oftentimes prioritizes those other expenditures, certainly isn't willing to cut, for example, the police department to pay for homelessness, even though in some of the stations, 30% of their calls are responses to homelessness, mm-hmm. Needless responses to homelessness, I would add. Mm-hmm. So if they switch that around, they would be able to free up police resources and be able to really really move that money over to homelessness and, you know, housing for folks.
All right. Jennifer Friedenbach, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Jennifer Friedenbach is the executive director of the San Francisco Coalition on Homelessness. And again, the headline, if you missed the beginning of that interview, San Francisco released its complete numbers from its point-in-time homelessness survey. And it turns out the homelessness rate in the city has increased by more than 30% using the methodology it used last time it did a count 2 years ago. The city had earlier published a figure suggesting its homelessness had only gone up 17% over that time period, but that was because they changed who they were counting.